6 years, a grandmother in Marton has been quietly supplying and washing cloth nappies for local families. Remember cloth nappies? The word is out now. She's been busy dropping off and picking up nappies all over Palmerston North and Whanganui. So Pamela Rees, a.k.a. the Nappy Godmother, joins me now. Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
How did this all start?
So, 6 years ago, it was just I met an elderly couple and they were wanting to invest into a business, so we got going and we've just gone onwards and upwards ever since.
Wow. So it's not a slow start. Not pure charity. I thought you might be doing this out of the goodness of your heart, but it's a sustainable business you're running here.
No, not I wish it could be out of the goodness of my heart, but it's a sustainable business. We've got going, so it's taken a while, but we've got there.
How does it work?
So the business originally started to deal with just individual family nappies, and they would just pay a deposit, get the buckets, the nappies, everything provided, and then just put the dirty buckets out on their pickup days, and I'd drop off a bucket of clean nappies and take the dirty nappies. It's just as simple as that. Once we got the business going, we sort of looked at the dynamics of society now, where a lot of homes, both parents need to return to work quite quickly. So I approached a daycare centre, I just do the same thing, just drop off bins and nappies daily, pick up their dirty ones, wash and dry them, return them. I'm now servicing 12 centres in Palmerston North in the Whanganui area.
That's great. I'm going to ask the obvious question, why cloth nappies when disposable nappies are so easy?
It's not always about being easy, I think. It's, cloth nappies are way better for the environment, also better for the health of the baby. It's not hard work. It's a lot of people, so the modern cloth nappies now, there's no folding, there's no pins or anything like that. It's just pop it on baby and take it off, just like a disposable. It's just about going back to the older ways, I think.
Look, I don't want to get too into the nitty-gritty here, but presumably someone is responsible for emptying these dirty cloth nappies and cleaning them. How's that part of the job?
So I provide the centres with a biodegradable liner, which every centre uses, and then they remove the bulk of the soiling. Here you go. that goes into... That will break down in landfills, it will break down in a compostable toilet, but we don't recommend it being flushed. So that deals with the bulk of it. So when I'm getting it, it's just really the nappy, just the wet nappy mainly.
Sounds like you've got a great model. How long and how much sort of energy did it take to come up with how this was going to work?
Oh, it was just, it's a lot of trial and error to start with. I sort of walked into this, I had no business sort of experience at all, so jumped in feet first and just made it work.
And the logistics, I guess you just got to work out what works for you and change things up as you go.
That's how it is. So we've pretty much got it to a fine art now. Very good patterns and routines, wash routine, everything like that, and it's just just fitting it in there, getting them all done.
Is the demand coming from the centres themselves wanting to do the right things, or are there parents out there who are looking for an alternative to disposable nappies?
So with the centres, it's really, it's been quite a hard one. So if you, the centres, a lot of them, that's where they want to go. They want to teach the children sustainability and talk about their future and stuff like that. So it really fits in with their philosophy. But it's just not convenient for them to wash their own, really.
Yeah.
And then with families, it's sort of... So when I first started, I had a lot of older mums, first-time mums, and it was... They had their own concerns for the environment or whatever it was, and then nowadays I actually have quite a few younger customers that have signed up, so I just think people are thinking about it now, thinking about their waste.
Do you want a few people over during the process, sort of convince them that, oh, yeah, maybe I will start doing things a different way?
And I sort of don't push things. Being meeting all these new mums, first-time mums, their life's pretty hectic anyway, so I don't want to put pressure on them for anything. But I have spent a lot of time at markets and stuff chatting to mums, and I'm not sure if they've converted to cloth, but hopefully.
How many nappies would you collect and deliver on in a given day?
In a given day? So I have my daycare pickups, the big centres that I do daily pickups. A Friday's a good day. I sort of wash between about 600 and 800 nappies on a Friday.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay.
It's probably close to about 7,000 a month now.
Got a big industrial washing machine, do you?
A few washing machines.
Yeah. And you hang them out or dry them?
So that just depends. So part of cloth napping, you need to strip and sanitise them sometimes. They can get a build-up with creams and stuff like that. So those I'll do a proper strip and sanitise them and give them a good air out in the sun for the day and they'll come out just like they come out like new. So
is it true?
Proud of my routines.
Yeah. Is it true you used to be a security guard, Pamela?
I still am a security guard, so I do part-time security work.
Okay. So you've got a full life.
I have a full life. So when I started the business, I had no income. So when I got involved in the business, and it just became a... Wins couldn't help me because I was working, even though I wasn't getting paid. So the solution was to chuck it all in and go on a benefit that will help me find a job. And I just didn't want a part of that, so I went and got... Become a security guard, and still that do that just now and then. It's event security, so it's quite a fun job.
So
when over through COVID, we had to close the business down, and I worked security right through just to get by. It was just all what we had to do, I guess.
Do you reckon this business could be enough for you one day, though, that you'll be able to make enough out of it that it's a full time job?
Definitely on track for that at the moment. It's yes, it's just taken off lately, which has been amazing.
That's great.
Coming back after COVID, I didn't know how the business was going to go, and it's just taken off. We've now got the 12 centres. I think we had 3 or 4 before COVID. And speaking with more centres daily, so it's amazing.
Have you surprised yourself how good you've ended up being as a business person?
Oh, no, I've always sort of been a person that will just go forward and keep going and keep my head down and just keep going. So I've always dreamed it would be something that a sustainable business that I could live off. And to get here is amazing. I actually spent the weekend reflecting on it because I just washed my 100,000 nappy for a daycare. Last weekend. Wow. So I had it really sort of sat there and thought, wow, good on you, girl, you've done this. You've worked hard for it, and it's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of... I've still got 2 children at home with me and 2 older children who live out of home, and it's been hard on them, but they've been amazing.
Do you reckon you could... I mean, I suppose the bigger it gets, the more sort of economies of scale you get, the better business model it is. Would you think about going to another town, including New Plymouth or, another town to try and get bigger and better, maybe take on an employee or 2?
I would love that. That's been sort of my goal. I did a small business course through the Wainanga probably 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And totally recommend it. Amazing course. It just really got me, gave me a sort of bit of direction with the business. I was sort of here, there and everywhere, and I sort of made me stop and think where I was going with this business. And the outcome I would love would be for to expand into other areas and employ just like-minded people like myself that want to do it.
Yeah, cool. Hey, well, if you need help spreading the word, just drop me a note, all right? Well, we're happy to support you on your business adventure, and congratulations on the good you've done for the world already.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Pamela Rees, the nappy godmother. 100,000 cloth nappies, and that makes for a lot of disposable nappies taken out of landfill. Particularly nasty when they get into landfill, those nappies, I understand, because of the combination of biological matter and that sort of indestructible nappy.